The humid Georgia air felt unusually heavy on that Tuesday afternoon in March. It began with a frantic dispatch call at 4:54 p.m., reporting shots fired at a massage business tucked away in a modest strip mall near Highway 92. When the first units arrived on the scene in Cherokee County, the smell of gunpowder still lingered in the narrow hallways of the establishment. Inside, the quiet of a workday had been shattered by a violence that felt both clinical and chaotic. Officers moved from room to room with weapons drawn, finding victims slumped in doorways and behind counters. It was a scene of immediate, devastating finality that left even the most veteran responders standing in a stunned silence. I recall the way the blue and red lights reflected off the glass storefront, illuminating a sign that promised relaxation, but now marked a graveyard. We did not know then that this was only the first stop in a calculated journey across county lines. By the time the perimeter was taped off, four lives had been extinguished in that single location. The first responders worked with a desperate urgency, yet there was a growing realization that the person responsible was already miles away. As the names of the deceased were still being confirmed, a second call echoed across the radio from 30 miles south. The carnage was moving into the heart of the city of Atlanta. The investigation moved with a speed necessitated by the fear of a continuing spree. Earlier that morning, a 21-year-old man had walked into a local gun shop in Holly Springs and legally purchased a 9mm handgun along with a box of 50 rounds. He then drove to a liquor store and bought a bottle of bourbon, which he began consuming while sitting in his dark-colored SUV outside the first location. Surveillance footage showed him entering the business at 3:38 p.m. and remaining inside for over an hour. He paid for a service and went to the restroom before emerging with the weapon drawn. The timeline we reconstructed showed a chilling lack of hesitation as he fired his first shots. He struck a man leaning over a counter before moving through the hallway to target others in separate rooms. After the first four victims were down, he walked calmly back to his vehicle and merged into the afternoon traffic. While we were processing the scene in Cherokee County, Atlanta police were called to a report of a robbery at Gold Spa on Piedmont Road. Upon arrival, they discovered three women dead from gunshot wounds to the head. While officers were still securing that building, another report came in from Aromatherapy Spa directly across the street. A fourth woman was found there, killed in the same manner. The geographical spread of 30 miles had been covered in less than an hour. Every detective on duty felt the weight of the clock ticking toward another potential target. Digital evidence became the primary tool for the capture of the suspect. Surveillance cameras at the first spa provided a clear image of a white male and a dark Hyundai Tucson. We pushed these images to social media and news outlets within hours of the first shooting. The breakthrough came when the suspect's own parents contacted the Cherokee County Sheriff's Office. They identified the man in the photos as their son and provided a critical piece of information regarding his vehicle. They were able to use a location tracking application on a family cellular account to pinpoint exactly where he was traveling. We monitored the signal as it moved south on Interstate 75, heading deep into central Georgia. State patrol units were alerted to intercept him before he could reach the Florida border. At approximately 8:30 p.m., nearly 4 hours after the first shots were fired, a pit maneuver was executed in Crisp County. The SUV was forced off the road, and the suspect was taken into custody without further incident. Inside the vehicle, we recovered the 9mm pistol and a remaining cache of ammunition. During his initial interrogation, he spoke of a deep-seated inner conflict, rooted in a religious fixation. He described the spas as temptations he needed to eliminate to cure a self-diagnosed addiction. He admitted that his plan had been to continue driving to Florida to target another location associated with the pornography industry. Forensic analysis of his phone and computer later revealed a history of searching for these specific businesses. The legal proceedings followed two distinct paths due to the crimes occurring across two different jurisdictions. In Cherokee County, the defendant faced 23 charges, including malice murder and aggravated assault. In July of 2021, he entered a plea of guilty to the four murders committed in that county. The court handed down four consecutive life sentences, plus 35 years without the possibility of parole. During that hearing, the district attorney noted that they found no evidence of racial bias that would meet the state's legal threshold for hate crime charges in their jurisdiction. However, the situation in Fulton County remained far more complex. The district attorney there pursued 19 charges, including domestic terrorism and felony murder, while explicitly seeking the death penalty. Prosecutors in Atlanta argued that the targeting of 6 Asian women across the 3 locations constituted a hate crime based on both race and gender. The defense team filed numerous motions to suppress the suspect's post-arrest statements, arguing they were obtained in violation of his rights. These motions were largely denied as the court moved toward a capital trial. As of 2026, the case in Fulton County continues to move through the pre-trial phase as investigators and families navigate the lengthy requirements of a death penalty prosecution. The finality of the Cherokee County sentence ensured the defendant will never leave prison. Regardless of the Fulton outcome, the evidence remains sealed in archives, a cold record of a day that fundamentally changed the landscape of the city.